Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, it's time for God's News Behind the News, and we do want to talk about and share with you this morning something very, very important that's happening, and it's going to require really us to pray. Some time ago, we shared on VFN Radio, and it's on the torch, about an American pastor. An American pastor who is Iranian from descent. He's imprisoned in Iran. Now we did talk about Youssef before, but Youssef has since been released. This is a new pastor, a new pastor who is in prison in Iran because he is a Christian. And for the first time, Pastor Saeed sent out a letter. He got a letter out of the prison, and he's actually admitted to his family. I mean, if you're in prison, you're trying not to share probably so much to your family and to your friends, all the stuff that's happening, because you certainly don't want them to worry. It's bad enough that they're missing you. Right. But you certainly want to, not have anyone fearful or worried for you. But at this point, you could only imagine what he had been experiencing up to this point, that now he actually writes a letter to his family talking about the torture that he is actually under. This man is being tortured, an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
American citizen.
Wow.
He's talking about horrific pressures, violence, and psychological warfare that he's under right now. He says that conditions in the prison are torturous. He finds it very difficult with his eyes. They get blurry. His body does not have enough strength to walk. Mm. And his steps become very weak and shaky. And so he says they're only waiting. This is a direct quote from Pastor Saeed, who's in prison right now in Iran because of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one thing. They're only waiting for me to do one thing, and that is to deny Christ.
Mm.
But they will never get this from me.
Mm.
They will never get this from me.
Wow.
And this is what he's facing. His wife is concerned. And right now, last week, the American Center for Law and Justice filed a petition with the UN Human Rights Council for his release. And of course, several members of Congress have urged the Secretary of State, which is now John Kerry, to move quickly. We have a U.S. citizen who is being beaten and abused, and we need to get him out of there. But I think about Pastor Saeed and his determination and his commitment and his love of God, that no matter what, I mean, think about that. That's what's so precious about our relationship with the Lord. That is what's so beautiful, that, no matter what happens, no matter what happens to a person, you notice this over and over again. If they're a believer and you hear this, and this happened with Pastor Youssef. I mean, he stayed in prison 3 years, and they would have allowed him to walk out the door sooner. But you just cannot deny the one who saved you,
right,
who touched you and changed your life. And we want to pray for Pastor Saeed. We want to encourage you. There's a petition that we're going to make available for you on the torch. And we want to continue to pray that God will set him free, that he'll be able to endure, the torture that he's going through, and that Jesus is going to be glorified. I mean, Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote, a great portion of the Bible in prison.
Right.
Paul considered it, hey, this is an opportunity for me to preach to the guards, and so let's believe that what the enemy meant for evil, that God's going to turn for good, and that where Saeed is there, that's going to have a tremendous impact, that he's going to be able to preach the gospel and share the gospel with signs and wonders while he's there in prison, and that God will give him supernatural grace to lead many, many, many of the people that he is either in prison with,
mm-hmm,
or the guards and those officials will come to the Lord. But we just pray that this all comes out to the Father's glory. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.